what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth, it is the thing that adores him. As Pastor said, what a mighty, magnificent, miraculous, magnanimous, highly majestic, amen, and marvelous God we serve. Well, we thank God for being in the land of the living. The dead does not praise him. And scripture says, neither does any go down in silence. But what David did say, he said, now while I yet have my being, will I praise him and bless him. Amen. So we're so grateful to be, amen, here in the matchless name of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ. We're standing in the gap for our set man, visionary, and keeper of the gate. Amen. Pastor and prophet, Brian Carnes. And remember this. I want us to always remember this. Let's stop taking things, amen, for granted. Stop taking things, amen, selfishly. Let's always keep him on the wings of prayer. Amen. Remember, the greater that you're used, the bigger the target you are. But we understand that no weapon formed against him is going to be able to prosper. Glory. Hallelujah. So we thank God and trust that the Lord strengthens him even now. Amen. Magnify himself in him. Hallelujah. And exalt himself through him that we may be glorified. Amen. I mean that God may be glorified, that the church may be edified, and that the enemy may be terrified. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, listen. Pastor have been ministering a powerful word that has been really pulling us out of the dungeon of poverty, the dungeon of a poverty mindset. Amen. And this is an opportunity for us to grab hold to this word like never before. Remember, amen, we don't want to be poor. Amen. Somebody said, what is poor? Well, as the pastor has said on many occasions, amen, poor, the acronym P-O-O-R, amen, passed over opportunities repeatedly. That's what makes you poor. Amen. When you pass over opportunities that have been granted unto you, amen, because of, watch this, amen, either laziness, hallelujah, or slothfulness, which equals procrastination. And I want to let you all know that procrastination is the very thief of time. The enemy knows that he has a short time, so he does everything to keep you from redeeming the time that you have. Hope. But glory to God, we're going to redeem the time because we know and understand that the days, in fact, are evil. Well, amen, we're going to go before his majesty and praise, thanksgiving, worship, amen, acknowledging him, celebrating him, appreciating him. We're getting ready to bring out some spiritual pom-poms this morning. That's right. And we're going to, amen, bless God. Hallelujah, God. We're getting ready to, amen, Shaddai. We're getting ready to Barak, amen, hallelujah. We're getting ready to Hallel, amen, and give God the high praise, hallelujah. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says in Psalms 140, Psalms 146 and 149 and verse 6, let the high praises of God be in your mouth as a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're getting ready to let the high praises of God be in our mouth. Hallelujah. And we're going to pick up a two-edged sword. And we're going to do that by praise. We're going to frighten, terrorize the enemy, but we're going to lift up, magnify, and glorify his majesty. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, this morning, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving. I come into your court with praise. I'm thankful unto you, and I bless your name. Come on, let's pray. Come on, get out the bed. Get out the bed. Come on, roll your happy hips out the bed and meet his majesty. Hallelujah. Bless God in the courts of praise. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you. We adore you. We lift you up. We magnify. We glorify. We exalt and we esteem you high because you've done great things when we're glad. Oh, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let them do it from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. For once have we heard and twice, yes, Lord, has it been spoken? Power belongs to God. We thank you, Lord, that we understand the day that is in you. We live, move, and we have our being. Father, without you, we can do, will be, and amount to nothing. But through you, we do valiantly. We run through the truth, and we leap over, hey, every wall. Glory to God this morning for the great thing that you have done. For God, you have done great things when we're glad. We want to stop and thank you for being in the land of the living, because the dead does not praise you. Neither does anyone that go down in the silence. We want to lift you up, Lord, with the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. We want to decree and declare that we're redeemed. As you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who you have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thank you that you brought us up also out of a horrible pit and a miry clay. Thank you, oh God, you keep us. Hallelujah. And you are a shepherd. We don't have to want it. And you that keepeth us will neither slumber nor sleep. You are our rock. You are a fortress. You are a God. It's in you shall we trust. You are, amen, blessed God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tishkenu, Jehovah Mekadesh. You're Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, amen, Roi, El Roi, the great healing one from heaven. You are the great Rofi. You are Adonai, hallelujah, and El Leon, and El Elohim. Glory to God for the great things that you have done. Father, we bless you for the privilege and the opportunity that you've granted us as you stretched out the royal scepter, that we may come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy this morning and find grace to help us in the very time of need. We bless you. We adore you. We exalt you. The king. You're our king. You're our prince of life. You're our bread of hunger. You're our meat of, hallelujah, hunger. You're our water of thirst. We thank you, Lord. You're the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. Come on and bless him right now. Lift him up. Father, we thank you. Thank you that we're not, Lord Jesus Christ, living under a bridge. We can be living under a bridge, but you have been mindful of us. You've been kind to us. Hallelujah. We owe you praise. Thank you right now. We could be walking around with a colostomy bag. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your kindness. Thank you for every finger. Thank you for all our toes. Hallelujah. Whichever ones we have left, we give you glory and praise. We thank you, Lord God, for a mind to praise, for a mind to wake up early, early when we seek thee. Our soul thirsteth after thee as in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. We do it to behold thy power and thy glory. We thank you this morning, Lord, for this prayer. Thank you this prayer, Lord. Set our day, and we can command our morning. Thank you that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy. Thank you for our families, our husbands. Thank you for our wives. Thank you for our grandchildren and our children, our nieces and nephews, those who have assigned to us, hallelujah, to be a blessing to us and us to be a blessing to them. We bless you, Lord, for every man and woman of God that has been assigned to be a mouthpiece to bring heaven and earth together by proclaiming the gospel of the living resurrected Christ. We thank you, hallelujah, for those that you have assigned on foreign missions to make an impact, inroad in an unerasable mark, hallelujah, from the powers of darkness. We thank you for our set man, our pastor, our shepherd, our leader, the voice for our lives, and Lord Jesus Christ, the guard and the general that you have placed over KCC, and those, Lord Jesus, that you have called from afar. Thank you for his voice. Thank you for the strength of his countenance. Thank you for the strength of his voice. Thank you for the strength of his tribe and his strength of his tenacity. Hallelujah, that thereby many others are strengthened. Thank you that you use him to make an impact on many and as a springboard to thrust us back into position in the place we ought to be back with God. Oh, Lamb of God, we thank you for him. Thank you for KCC Houston. Hallelujah. KCC Jacksonville. KCC Charlotte. CCIF. Thank you, BCM. Thank you for those covenant partners that connect with your man of God. Hallelujah. Near and far, that has his best interest in mind. And Father God, because of that, we praise you now. We bless you now. Be glorified. Be magnified. Be exalted, thou King. Be, Lord Jesus, lifted up. We are stalled behind. Come on, for the next, amen, 15 seconds. Open up your mouth. That's why, come on. That's why you can't get nothing, because you won't open your mouth. Open your mouth. Stop opening it when you need something and begging. No. Open your mouth now and bless your God. Open your mouth now and praise him for what he's done. Praise him for what he's going to do. Praise him for what he's doing now. Let the high praise. Give him a high praise. Give him a high. Yes, Lord, I heard that. Give him a high praise. Let that praise resonate out of your belly. Glory. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. 5 more seconds. Bless him, bless him. Bless him. Kanaya. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. My God. This morning we're in and out his gates with thanksgiving. And we're coming before his courts with praise. Amen. And we're thanking him. Some of you, that's all you need is a good, amen, praise upon. Glory to God. Amen. Not a beggar found, not, amen, always asking him to do for you, but, amen, to recall your mind. Amen. That's what Jeremiah said. This I recall in my mind, therefore I have hope. He said, it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. We need to recall, amen, back to our mind, the great thing that he's done for you, things you can't even tell people about. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our next prayer point before we go, amen, another Father, we're going to pray for our set man, the visionary and keeper of the gate for KCC. We're getting ready to take authority. We're going to cover him and become the guardians, yes, Lord, of his anointing. That's right. We are, amen, going to exercise what he has been teaching us. Nothing happens, amen, to you and I, amen, blessed God, minus prayer. Nothing. Amen. Prayer is the lifeline of every believer. It's the umbilical cord between God and man. It's the portal, higher glory, between heaven and earth and earth and heaven. Amen. And if we are going to get anything, we are going to have to become law enforcers, amen, by the, amen, vehicle of prayer. The promises of God, all the promises of God in Christ, amen, they are yea, and in him, amen. But as he has said on many occasions, amen, those promises are lying dormant if you don't enforce them, hallelujah, by prayer. That's why he said, amen, Luke 18, 1, amen, men should always pray and not faint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for, amen, the pastor. We're getting ready to pray that God would send divine protection to him. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:7. Amen. I mean, 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. And the Bible declares there, amen, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Scripture says he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And so we're getting ready to pray, amen, for our man of God. Amen. That Isaiah getting ready to jump in there and help us out with Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against him is judgment. he shall condemn. Hallelujah. Amen. We're praying that in Jesus' name. So lift your right hand. Lift your right hand right now. To our decree, the enemy has no access to our pastor's life. I declare it a do not enter zone as it pertains to Pastor Brian Kern Jr. Hallelujah. To his mind, his spirit, his body, his will, his assignment, hallelujah, and his purpose. The only one who has access to his life shall be God and the angels. Any door, say any door, opening or crack that is in the way or that has been given, hallelujah, access to the enemy, we take it away and close that door. We decree it is access denied. Come on, let's pray right there. Access denied. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. You've not given us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. So we don't fear retaliation. We don't fear whiplash. We don't fear what the enemy can do unto us. But rather, we mount up, Lord God, and take our position as spiritual soldiers, spiritual Lord Jesus Christ, perimeter sentinels, guards, and keepers of the gate for our pastor, hallelujah, Prophet Brian Cullen Jr. We lift up your general, your man of God, and we thank you, Lord, that you've given our Lord Jesus Christ real guards, real soldiers, real Lord Jesus Christ sentinels that will stand their watch. We take our watch now, and we rebuke, and we, Lord, you deny any access of the enemy, anything that the enemy is planning and cooking in the pot. Hallelujah. We destroy it. We overthrow it. We overturn it. And we decree and declare access denied. Hey. Hey, hey, access denied. Hallelujah. We shut every door. We shut every opening. We shut every crack in the name of Jesus. And we permanently deny him access to Prophet Brian Kahn Jr.'s life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that he shall walk in power, walk with prophetic purpose. And Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the destiny of his life is being made manifest before millions now. Hallelujah. We declare and decree and declare that Satan, you are under our feet according to the word of God. We decree by the reason of the blood that you have no access not only to Pastor and Prophet Brian Kahn Jr., but to everyone that is assigned. Hallelujah. To everyone that is assigned under his mantle. Father, we thank you now. Hallelujah. Let the oil come down from the head to the beard, to the skirts. Hallelujah. Let it come upon every leader. Let divine protection come upon every leader. Hallelujah. Staff member. In the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, no weapon, despite its formation, despite how it is corralled, despite how much it is, it will not prosper. And we fear the weapons not that have been formed. As a matter of fact, we, Lord Jesus Christ, salute you, and we give you glory that is through you. Hallelujah. We run through every troop, and we leap over every wall. My God, I feel it. Come on, pray right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, strengthen our man of God. Anoint him afresh. Continue to use him, Lord. Father, we come against every peeping spirit, every Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, spirit that would function in and out of the body. Hallelujah. Every spirit that has infiltrated and calls, Lord, an ally with the flesh of men and people that are saying or doing things that they know not and know not why. In the name of Jesus, we dismantle, hallelujah, that spirit. We pull it down by the power of a miracle. In the, my God, I felt that. Hey, hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we decree it that every hallelujah anointed, hallelujah, and grace upon his life. Hallelujah, bless God. We'll never be interrupted. We override and overturn it. Hallelujah, every Lord Jesus Christ infiltrating spirit, we overturn. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we breathe, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and we bathe ourselves in the prophecies, hallelujah, that have gone before us in the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you now. We thank you now that not only can we receive from him, but now we can be a blessing to him. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, that you're stirring up the prayer warriors and you're teaching us to pray so that we can stand in the gap, make up the hedge for the land and the people. Most apaya, let it be on Kuribi in the matchless, magnificent, and miraculous name of Jesus, the blessed Christ. So you said in Psalms 20:2 that you would send strength and help from the sanctuary. Father, so we decree and declare, hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord, for Ecclesiastes 4:9. Father, where you said that two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Hallelujah, because if one prevail against him, two will stand up, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Father, we praise you. We adore you. We exalt you. Thank you for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Hiya. Glory.
Glory. My God. Hallelujah. I said, my God. Hallelujah. Let's give him glory for it. Give God praise for it. Hallelujah. Stop coming on here always looking, amen, for him to do something for us. It's time for us, amen, to put into practical application all of this divine information that the man of God has been pouring into our spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that we now can become an asset to the body of Christ and not a liability. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I don't know about y'all, but I'm stirred. I feel this all down in my shanana. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're praying our next prayer point is going to be for a supernatural release. Pastor has been preaching, amen, and starting this series on, amen, God wants you to have more. You can have more. Amen. And that's our expectation and anticipation. Listen. Listen, the word of God is coming to arouse, amen, stimulate and motivate your spiritual palate so that you would hunger and thirst, amen, after righteousness. And then the Bible said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Why? For they shall be filled. Hallelujah. That's a promise of God. You shall be filled. Amen. And so he's given us a word to, amen, provoke us, stir us, and stimulate our spiritual palate. So that we'll be hungry for what? For more. For more. Glory to God. So we're looking for a supernatural release. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke 6:38. Listen to what the Bible says in Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Then 2 Corinthians 9. We getting ready to activate a supernatural release. Pastor just told us it's not enough, amen, to know the scripture. You got to activate it. Amen. And we're going to activate it through prayer. The word is voice activated. We're going to activate it in prayer. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7 says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Listen, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. This is, amen, the key that's going to activate, amen, bless God, you and I receiving the more. Amen. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, we thank you for a supernatural release of more as we obey the principle and the principles of the word of God as we give with an expectation of it being given back. We decree and declare our money is being released. Our jobs is being released. Our prosperity is being released now, now, now. Come on, come on. Lamb of God, in the mighty, matchless name, hallelujah, the Prince of Life and the soon coming King, Jesus the Blessed, the Christ of the Bible. We thank you for using KCC as the bridge for divine relationships and connections that will help build and further your kingdom. Let your will be done in our lives today, Matiah. Halabushata. Lord, let every step we take this week be a step of purpose. Every word that we speak this week, hallelujah, let it be filled with the life and the Lord Jesus Christ, power of God. Hallelujah. He calls us to speak life and not death. Calls, as you said, whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. Father, so we sow a blessing. We sow deliverance. We sow strength to the weaker. Hallelujah, to say they're strong. We sow, Lord Jesus, help. Hallelujah. We sow, Lord Jesus, goodness. And we expect a supernatural release of the same. Hallelujah. We sow finances into the kingdom of God. We thank you now that our money from wherever it is being held up, tied up, or hold up, hallelujah, be released, be released, be released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Gloman Sitaya, Bidashkataya, every person you ask us to sow into, hallelujah, every person you ask us to give, amen, and seed into, hallelujah, and every Lord Jesus Christ seed that our man of God asks us to sow into. Father, we decree and we declare we will not hesitate but move quickly to your command as the men of God receive instructions from the throne of grace. Father, we thank you that we're not slothful, lazy, negligent, derelict, hallelujah, in duty and responsibility, but Father, we look for the more, and so we sow quickly with, amen, an expectation of supernatural, hallelujah, release. Thank you right now. Our jobs are being released. Things that have been on hold are being released. Hallelujah. Glory to my mind. Hey, come on, come on, right there. Right there. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Hallelujah. It's the last prayer point. Come on, praise him. Right there. Bless him right now. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that this will be the best week of our lives. We experience a miracle this week. We thank you for the supernatural being released. This week we have an air of expectation and anticipation of more. Hallelujah. More than enough. More. More joy. More peace. More deliverance. More Lord Jesus favor. More anointing. More financial breakthroughs. More Lord Jesus Christ deliverance. More God baptized. You tell me, oh Santa. God, the supernatural release of more. Let it fall upon every one of us, our lives, our family members, our wives, our husbands, our children, hallelujah, our nephews and our nieces, our grandparents, those assigned to us and connected to us by default. Kuta, supernatural release. Hiya, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Well, we give God the glory. Our time has expired. Listen, listen. That prayer, amen, prayer. Atlanta, if you have not signed up quickly, please, right now, run. Run immediately. Register, hallelujah, for that prayer in Atlanta, Georgia. Go to the website. You'll find all the information that you need. You need to have your happy hips there. Listen, Charlotte, glory to God. The bus is going to be going down there. You need to get a hold to, amen, admin. You need to get a hold of Sister Purdy immediately, ASAP, expeditiously, as quick as possible. Hallelujah. So you can have a seat on the bus. The bus is only $20. That's right. $20, my God, to go to Jacksonville and back. You can't get that. You can't take an Uber. Hallelujah. Blessed God, from South Carolina, amen, Rock Hill to, amen, downtown for that much. Come on. Come on. So let's, amen, get under this, amen, umbrella of anointing, amen, and see a miracle, amen, on this underground prayer movement. That's right. Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, amen, praying all night. I'm going to be there with Pastor. Hallelujah. Whatever he needs me to do, I'm going to be doing it. Hallelujah. And you're going to be doing it. We're going to make an impact on Atlanta. We're getting ready to overthrow, overturn, dismantle, dispel, disannul, disrupt, disorganize all the courts of hell and all the activities of the regions of the damned. Hallelujah. And we're oh, glory. Hey, hiya. Yes, Lord. My God. Let's join our man of God there. Hallelujah. Let's not just even be even where it's comfortable. Let's get out of our comfort zone. Hallelujah. And be pushed. Hallelujah. What is pushed? Pray until something happens. P-U-S-H. Let's amen, get into that push, amen, and support our man of God. Let's support because we're making an impact and inroads. Hallelujah. And God is going to be, watch this, God's going to be glorified, the people are going to be edified, and the devil's going to be terrified. Well, amen. Thank you for your time. Amen. Keep our man of God on the wings of prayer. He'll be on tonight, 6 o'clock. La-da-da-da, everybody. Hallelujah. Have your face in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On this prayer line, and let's believe God for breakthrough, break out. Hallelujah. And pull down and overthrow. Most of all, we're looking for the more. We're making a way, preparation for visitation. Listen, you're blessed. You're favored. You're anointed. You cannot be stopped. You're more than. You are, as a matter of fact, you are a more than. You're more than conquer. Amen. Hallelujah. We will see you at 6 o'clock this evening. 6 o'clock prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. More grace.